that can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. Aldous Huxley was born on July 26, 1894. He was an English writer and philosopher who wrote nearly 50 books, both novels and non-fiction works, as well as countless wide-ranging essays, narratives, and poems. Born into a prominent family, Huxley graduated from Oxford with an undergraduate degree in English literature. Early in his career, he published several short stories and poetry, as well as editing the literary magazine Oxford Poetry, before going on to publish travel writing, satire, and screenplays. Huxley spent the latter part of his life in the United States, living in Los Angeles from 1937 until his death on November 22, 1963. By the end of his life, Huxley was widely acknowledged as one of the foremost intellectuals of his time. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 9 times and was elected Companion of Literature by the Royal Society of Literature in 1962. He was, too, an early advocate and experimenter in the realm of psychedelic science.
Leda, Part 1. From Leda by Aldous Huxley. Brown and bright as an agate, mountain cool, Eurotas singing slips from pool to pool, down rocky gullies, through the cavernous pines, in chestnut groves, down where the terraced vines and gardens overhang, through valleys gray with olive trees, into a soundless bay of the Aegean. Silent in sleep lie those pools now, but where they dream most deep, men sometimes see ripples of shining hair, and the young grace of bodies pale and bare, simmering far down. The ghosts these mirrors hold of all the beauty they beheld of old, white limbs and heavenly eyes, and the hair's river of gold. For once these banks were peopled, Spartan girls loosed here their maiden girdles and their curls, and stooping o'er the level water stole his darling mirror from the sun through whole rapturous hours of gazing. The first star of all this milky constellation, far lovelier than any nymph of wood or green, was she whom Tyndarus had made his queen, for her sheer beauty and subtly moving grace, Leda, the fairest of our mortal race. Hymen had lit his torches but 1 week about her bed, and still o'er her young cheek passed rosy shadows of those thoughts that sped across her mind, still virgin, still unwed, for all her body was her own no more. When Leda with her maidens to the shore of bright Eurotas came, to escape the heat of summer noon in waters coolly sweet, by a brown pool which opened smooth and clear, below the wrinkled water of a weir